What's up? What's happening? You're not tuning in to Real Thinkers Podcast. I'm your host, KP Trill. You can follow me at Twitter at KP_Trill. We upload the show every Sunday to iTunes and SoundCloud and other podcast platforms. I'm in here with the best podcast co-host I can possibly ask for. Day, what's up?
What's up with it, man? Y'all can follow me on Twitter at Just Call Me Day.
Tink.
What's up, y'all? You can follow me on Twitter at @_I'm_Tink.
Slim.
Hey, what's up? It's Slim. Oh, yeah. Ambitious underscore Slim.
Back on Twitter.
All right. Jay Gray's out. Once again, we want to ask y'all to pray for Gray. Pray for Gray. I forget.
Pray for Gray.
Yeah. Y'all check the hashtag out on Snapchat. First up, I want to talk about Derrick Rose. Gotta talk about Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose was accused of gang raping a young lady, right?
Yeah.
In a deposition, he didn't know what the word consent meant.
I ain't surprised.
He come from Memphis.
No, it ain't even that. He was dumb before he got here.
He looks dumb because I read something that he incriminated himself the other day. I didn't even want to click on it.
No, yeah. But my thing is, when you don't know what the word consent means, that's not a good look. You know, it's kind of hard to say that you didn't do what was done when you say you don't know what consent means. And then it's crazy to me because I had this conversation with another group of guys, and one of the dudes was trying to justify it because he was like, "Man, don't act like when you first started fucking, you knew what consent was."
What?
Exactly. And I was sitting there like, what the fuck?
Look, lady, stay away from any man that says anything like that.
So I think that's a good question that women should start asking dudes on the first date. Ask a dude, when you first started having sex, did you know what consent was? Like, that could kind of...
Do you know right now? Do you know what I'm saying? No, that means no.
Now, that shit in the bud. But it's just crazy to me how guys would try to justify, like, just flat out fucked up shit. Like, just to say that I didn't know what consent was when I first started fucking. Like, nigga, no. Like, you on an island by yourself, you know? But what else he said, though, that was fucked up, they was like, do you think the trial will have you out of shape? And this nigga says, no, because I practice penitentiary workouts all the time. And I'm sitting there like,
did he really say that?
Yes, it's what he told the media. You know what I'm saying? And then it's always gonna be somebody, when y'all taking these words out of context.
His vocabulary is varied.
It's limited.
That don't mean shit.
But and that's what it is.
He
needs to expand his vocabulary. He
really
not
that smart. He really not smart.
First off, he looks like he's not that smart, but still.
First off, that's not my fault.
No, it's not. It's right? Not your fault at
that's
all.
That's his fault, and whoever's been around him fault. The people who are working with him. Because LeBron wasn't that great of a talker when he first came out.
Who?
If you see his first interviews, LeBron talked just like Derrick Rose did.
Really?
Yes, he did. Terribly.
LeBron came. Wait. LeBron came out of high school, so let's not. Derrick Rose came out.
Derrick Rose basically came out of high school. He didn't learn shit in college. That man just
played 1 year.
Somebody was doing his homework in college.
Yeah, doing it for him.
But what I'm saying is, if LeBron can learn how to speak and shit, it could have happened for Derrick Rose.
A lot of those players learn how to speak because they're basketball players. They're not these scholars in school, so they have to learn these type of things. But poor Derrick is going to jail.
That's messed up that we associate basketball players with not being smart.
A lot of them are not. A lot of them. No, no.
That's not what I'm
saying. A lot of them are not scholars. Like,
but I'm saying I'm not giving him a fucking red carpet because he played sports and he didn't learn that shit. That's not my fucking fault. That's his fault.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
So wait, in the interview, was he like, "What's consent?" Like, did he say
that's
what that means?
Yeah, that's what happened in the deposition. And he said, "Define consent." And I'm like, "What?" You know what I'm saying? That's fucked up.
Girl tell you that, you know, it's okay for you to have that's consent. Oh yeah.
But to be around dudes and they say that, like, they try to twist and tangle that shit to make it sound cool or it's okay. I was like, that shit really worried me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn.
Yeah, that's some fucked up behavior. And then, like, we can't explain, like, when it comes to shit like this, like sexual assaults and rape cases and shit like that, I try to like do like a real hands off approach, because you really like nobody was there besides the people that was there, and we really can't like just like rush to a conclusion and say he guilty or he innocent or not. Like
I'm not.
But at the same time, like when I read just a little bit of it, and I was looking at it like, damn, this nigga really ain't that smart. Like, cause he really digging himself in a deeper hole. Cause like. It was like everything he said.
Lawyers and stuff, right? Like, why they're not talking for him?
He shouldn't be.
Yeah,
well, in the deposition, you have to answer questions and shit.
Don't they prepare you for those?
They supposed to prepare you. Okay,
so they need to tell him, "Hey, bro, smart the fuck up for this. Yeah, and do what you got to do."
Yeah, the thing that was pissing me off is like when people saying that he innocent just because he played basketball. It's like they put athletes or people that make a lot of money on these pedestals and like think that they innocent just because they make a lot of money. They like, damn, these women just out for the money and all this shit. That ain't necessarily the case all the time. Like, a nigga can be a scumbag or he can hang around scumbag niggas.
Darren Sharp.
Yeah, and shit like that can happen. So I don't think we can just say that or say he innocent just because he rich. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't just give this nigga the benefit of the doubt. Like, He don't seem that smart, so it's possible like this situation could have happened.
But what I'm saying is, like, when things like this happen, right, and I have a conversation with other guys, not even just rape, like when the whole thing about what was his name, the little small short football player, running back,
Ray Rice,
when that shit came out, having conversation with guys, you really found out who was okay with hitting on women. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting there like, damn, never knew you were that fucked up, partner. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. I ain't gonna never side with hitting on woman unless your life is in danger. Like, that's the only way I'll say you can piece her ass up. But other than that,
if your life in danger, I don't think she's gonna let you get close enough to piece her up.
I'm saying women like to stab, get knives and shit, try to stab
you.
Don't
get close to that blade if she's swinging, I'm telling you.
Or the car, because she will run your ass
off.
But what I'm saying is, like, we had this dialogue amongst men, and you really find out who are the shittiest people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's some niggas out here who really be whooping on women. You know what I'm saying? And when an athlete or somebody famous does it, they justify it. That's the first thing they run to. My bitch shouldn't have did what she did. And it's like, damn.
But that Ray Rice situation, didn't he put a damn in a mini coma? Like, literally, she...
When she hit the rail. Yeah, in the thing.
That was so hard.
I'm not here to convict him. What I'm saying is, when things like that happen of guys of a high status, you know, you get guys who really with the shit doing that shit who think like this shit is okay. You know what I'm saying? And me personally, coming from a home where my father was an abusive alcoholic, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit, to me, that shit's not cool. You know what I'm saying? I can't respect this shit. Now, I think it should be legal to choke a bitch. Not a woman, but a bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, that's why I said I'm all for submission.
If a racist white bitch called me a nigga, it should be legal for me to choke this bitch. That's what I'm saying.
To death or just to scare her?
Till she
apologized. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's why I all for submission hoes. Like, put a bitch in a sleeper or like just hem up, just put her arm behind her back, like an arm bar, ankle lock or something, put in the walls of Jericho. You know, you can do some creative shit, man. Wrestling come on every Monday.
Just push a motherfucker down some steps or something, you know. But you know, like I say, we had these conversations, man, amongst men, and it's just terrible to find out, you know, how other guys think. And then they really just be on some crazy shit. I just be saying.
And then the girl of this, that's in this Derrick Rose situation, isn't she trying to get him not to do like a, what is that, gag order? She's trying to get him to release the gag order. I guess she wants to come out and talk about it.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I really that may be true, but I don't know about it.
And my thing was, I've never been a rape victim. I don't know. I don't think that's something that I'll be want to talk about. When did this happen? In college or something? Or doing
I think
season?
It was like
doing his pro
a year or so ago.
Oh my goodness.
But I think when they put out the statement where he was like, they said that she's no proof she had sex with Nick Young, it's kind of like, dude, She can give another guy consent and not give you consent. True. You know what I'm saying? Like,
y'all niggas ain't equal.
Yeah. Like, that's dumb as fuck. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I feel like that was a stupid approach. Like,
so he's just convicting. These people are convicting themselves.
Yeah, it's just all fucked up.
Yeah. It's kind of, for me, it's hard for me to say, you know.
Yeah, you can't defend it.
He out here being a good guy. Like, I can't say that. And I'm all for supporting Memphis Tigers, but when you do fuck shit like that, I can't roll with it. So, on to the next. You got rappers out here beating on their women. Famous Dix, who...
Never heard of.
Yeah, exactly. Trust me, he's horrible. He is fucking horrible. He's a Chicago rapper. Had no clue he was from Chicago until this shit happened. But... he broke into this lady's apartment where his girlfriend was, tore the apartment up, chased his girlfriend down the highway into a corner. I mean, beat her like a man on surveillance camera. Like, and he had just signed, like, I guess he had just got a deal, an endorsement deal with Puma. So he lost it. They said they don't want to have any affiliation with him. And then he comes out, I'm really sorry about what I did. Then next thing you know, he talking about he want to kill himself. I can't feel sorry for you, dude. Like, I just can't. Like, when, if that's your first go-to, when, like, when some shit like that pop out because you fucked up, I can't just be like, you know what? This is a learning experience. Nah, man. I can't. Right. I don't have no sympathy for that.
He had time to think before he beat her ass. While he was walking, while he was breaking into the apartment.
When he went there, he knocked on the door.
He had time to say, I'm not going to do this.
Yes. That was a great time to think about what the fuck you was about to do.
Man, get your... They should have locked it. They should have locked
But that's the thing. Here's the thing. If it wasn't caught on camera, do you think we still get the same reaction from him? Mm-mm. Not at all. You know what I'm saying? Because you got caught. Now you sorry. Mm-hmm. But now you want the world. And then... When people want people to feel sorry for them, the first thing they go to do is, I don't want to live no more. Man, fuck like, out of here.
Like, karaoke did. Oh, who was that? No, nah, well, not.
Can you this Glock? Go ahead, do what you got to do. Get out of here.
I wouldn't say all that.
Don't play with that type of stuff. You got people that really suffer from things.
Well, yeah, from depression.
Like, don't play with that type of stuff. You didn't get caught in the wrong, dead wrong, and now you don't want to live no more. But if you wouldn't have gotten caught, you would still be
I don't think it's ever that he don't want to live no more. I think it was put out there to get sympathy.
Yeah, it's sympathy. Don't play. That's what I'm saying. Because you got people that's real deal going through things, that's contemplating this stuff. And it's not for sympathy. It's their minds telling them this type of stuff. So, no, I don't play with that. Whoever he is. What was his name? Lil Ratchet or something?
Famous Dick.
Famous
Dick. All right, so then the person that he's signed to, Rich the Kid, has been accused by his wife, soon-to-be ex-wife, and... mother of his child, that he was beating on her, and he came out, and his way of trying to avoid that drama is saying he don't know her. Dude, you got a whole ass baby by her.
What?
Yeah. You are. She got the marriage license and everything. It's my...
This woman had to put that out in order to prove that that's...
Because he said he didn't know her. He said that the story is false.
So he just... fell up in her, nutted in her, got her baby, then fell up in some courthouse somewhere and got married.
Yeah, but he don't know her.
He don't know her.
Like, you legally married to somebody, and you talking about you don't know. I don't know that girl. I don't know what she talking about.
Did they go to the same school, Derrick Rose?
I mean, that's, no, I'm saying, though, man. Sometimes, man, nigga has short-term memory loss, man. Some,
not
like,
about no baby.
Real, that's a real medical condition. Cause, I mean, I met people a couple days ago. I don't know who they are. Tell me their name.
But I'm saying, so it's babies out here you don't remember having?
I mean, I could be. I mean, shit. I don't, ain't nobody told me nothing.
Man, saying nobody told them nothing. Man, ain't no way in hell. No woman out here gonna let you forget you got a baby partner. You bet your bottom dollar.
I might forget, though.
And the way social media set up, they not gonna let you forget.
I think that's so possible for you to forget you have a fucking child.
You know what I'm saying? Like that.
No, I think it's possible to not know for a certain minute, but chicks today is not gonna let you shine and you got a baby. A lot of dudes then found out on social media they got babies.
But I think,
but I'm saying, bro, it's kind of petty to remind me of stuff like that, man. Like,
he said it's petty.
Yeah, like women want to remind you of your girlfriend or something, like when you be trying to holler. Like, man, hold on, wait a minute.
Hey, about that, man, that somebody said dudes with girlfriends always get mad when they trying to talk to you and you remind them they got a girlfriend. First off, that is maddening. Like, I know I got a girlfriend. I know what I'm doing
exactly.
here.
Exactly. What they got to do with us?
Yes.
What they got to do with what we got going on? Exactly. We trying to build something, dog. This is team effort.
I'm not even going to respond to that. Exactly.
Because, look, I just want two wives and I'm going to get out the game. That's really what
I
want.
They might say two wives.
So, I mean, if a chick started talking about bringing up my wife and I'm hollering at her, I'm like, well, she knows shit. What the fuck? This is a prize for her.
My feet on it. I'm bringing home a gift.
Yeah, right, little baby, look what I bought you. Bought you some help.
What? Some help?
Yeah, I brought you home some help. She ain't got to cook as much. She ain't got to clean as much.
Fuck as much. Suck dick as much. Yeah.
So where do you put her duties in that shit?
Her duties is split. Can she bring you some help on?
I don't need no help.
Obviously you do.
When you the man of the house. And what you I need run stuff. You don't need no
that's
help.
What I'm saying. And then when we have kids, she can watch the kids at home while she go out and run errands, go be a career woman.
So what are you doing this
all
the time?
I'm working and doing like a man thing. Like, I'm taking care of both.
So you can't multitask either?
Yeah, I can multitask. That's what I'm saying. But we bring an extra person in to help to lighten the load. So instead of it being
help.
So instead of it
you
being
come in that in 50, shit? 50,
it'd be 33 and a third all the way around. And I
have to redo that because I'll bring you some help in. You have
to. Hey, that'll be so fucked up to bring a dude home.
Now
I see, brought some help.
Yeah,
now see this.
This
the thing. Like, if you find a dude that's cool with that, then okay, cool. But good luck finding the dude that's cool with bringing in another nigga to help.
Hey,
do what he's supposed
the
to
way
doing.
The way she set up now, it's possible. There's some guys will go
you know
for
saying?
It.
It's some dudes. It's some dudes that'll go for it.
It's some dudes that, bro. This chick was on the timeline talking about pegging. Do you know what the fuck pegging is?
Two at the same time.
Pegging is when a woman fucks a man in the ass with a strap on.
I was totally off.
Right. Niggas was in her mentions saying, "I'm a freak. I'm really open to trying anything. I will at least try."
You know what? I don't think they knew what they meant.
No. They knew.
No.
The dudes was posting pictures.
Wow. Because the first thing you do is see the word you Google.
Wow.
Dudes was like, "I would like for you to do this." And I'm sitting, and she's retweeting it. And I'm sitting here reading this shit like,
wow.
It's niggas like, what? Like openly saying this shit,
yeah, and they like, and they excuse is as long as it's with a woman, it's not gay.
Exactly,
I don't know about all that.
Exactly, so that's why I'm like, it's probably some niggas who probably okay with this. Yeah, if they okay with you putting the strap on and going to town on them, ain't no the sky's the limit with them guys.
Telling you put an arch in your back, don't run. What the hell?
I saw a video yesterday where this dude, it was on Facebook.
Your woman telling you to put an arch.
He was pegging himself.
Your woman telling you don't run from this.
Yep.
Move that hand. Your woman holding your hand. Give me that hand,
bro.
I learned a new word today. Pegging.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's great.
That's disgusting. Don't bring it up to your dude. Don't bring it up to your dude, Tank. Just don't ask.
What?
You gonna ask?
What you think this is?
It's it. Oh, no. But dead serious. It was guys openly saying, and they knew exactly what it was because they posted pictures.
Raise your legs up.
Because I didn't know.
Giving head and shit.
I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it was.
Shit up in there. He gonna knock me.
Wow.
I'm dead serious. Like, I didn't know what it was.
Niggas
until
getting pegged and missionary.
I started seeing the retweets, and I'm like.
Wait, pegged and missionary. So right.
He got his lid. She whispering sweet nothings in your ear, whispering nasty shit in your ear,
bruh. If
that's
but you're right though. Some dudes find that okay.
That shit fucked up. That shit fucked up, but it leads to so many questions. What happens when guys who like to be pegged find out that girl got a better stroke than them?
Wow,
that's an ego. That's an ego.
They the woman now.
Get out your ego.
Now you know who wear the pants.
Yeah, well, shit. They already know when it's sex time.
That's his fault.
They got to listen. Shit, they can't. They can't speak up. They can't do nothing. Maybe they woman take charge.
That shit's crazy though.
But y'all remember that letter we got a long time ago?
Where, yes, when she was talking about he liked they had matching dildos. Well, we joked about them having matching dildos.
Did I read the letter from last week? Did I read the letter from last week?
No, we got a letter last week.
Oh man, damn.
Okay, well let's get into it.
No, keep going so I can get. Log in.
But it was matching butt plugs. I think
butt plugs, that's what it was. Butt plugs.
Okay, that's his a tough different one.
With their name
I was talking about the girl who he asked her to put her finger up his butt. And she was like, I don't know if he gay or not. Like, should I ask him if he gay? Or
and then she
do
it.
Like,
then he came back. Then she was like,
I think she did it. So, hey.
Yeah.
Women be liking that.
I'm saying
that nasty shit too.
Yeah,
not that kind of
like
women.
Shit. Women do. Like, women like eat ass now. So y'all, know, that's what I'm saying. They into it.
Yeah, but woman show put a guy out on the timeline.
She did. I remember this.
She was like,
like, how you gonna talk bad about me? I ate your ass.
That
like,
was recently,
what?
Wasn't it?
Yeah, like damn, like why would you put that out there?
I got a question. How exactly do you eat ass though?
I mean,
you put your tongue in that booty hole.
Yeah, it's but you asking like what position do the dude be in? Like, do he stand up?
I don't want no interview. I just want to know.
Have his leg? Do he spread eagle?
Sometimes they just lick their tongue back and forth across that booty hole.
Oh my lord!
Mm-mm. Oh yeah, we ain't read this one.
Okay.
Let's get into it.
All right. It's no subject, but you'll figure out.
Ones, yeah, you figure out how to start this shit.
You'll figure it out. What's up, y'all? I want to say I listen to the show daily, and y'all are hilarious. I don't necessarily have a problem, but I'm asking for advice. I'm a 21-year-old male, and I'm extremely attracted to women older than me. The age range being 10 to 29 years older than me. What can I say? Black definitely don't crack. So what advice can you give me to find a Kruger or
Cougar?
Cougar. Coupons.
Okay.
Cougar.
Cougar.
There you go.
Or milk. Or sugar mama. And on an unrelated note, thank y'all for the great years y'all have put into this shit. From Blogs Out Days with Panda to now with Tink. Shout out Black Haven. All right,
man, I appreciate that letter.
So
man.
This nigga said he is attracted to older women.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. First of all, there's nothing wrong with that. He's 21. He's a grown ass man.
But he said 29 years
old. That's 50 years old,
bruh.
And you know some 50 y'all done seen these videos circulating lately that done had Big Mama talking bad to these young men. Put that dick in me. Drop it in there.
He is basically saying he's attracted to one of his mama friends.
That's what he just said.
And I've been there before.
Hold on, when you 21, your grandma could be 50.
She can't depend on how early she was getting it.
If he like women that much older than shit, so.
A 21-year-old with a 50-year-old is gonna be her child. He's not gonna have a life. Everything he does is gonna be what she wants him to do. Cause she's raising her son.
But the idea of finding somebody that you bunk, like you click with, is y'all have things in common. You're not just
29 years older. How much in common can you have?
Woman that think, oh, you're gonna be my baby. Maybe they like the same shit. Maybe she's equally freaky. And
so he
likes
golden girls. I'm gonna
say this.
Bonanza.
I'm gonna say this. I don't think you're going to find no older woman who like younger guys on social media because all the older women on social media are always talking about, these young dudes just tried to talk to me. I can't do nothing with you. Can't go to prom.
And they 25.
Yeah, they 25. So you're not going to find
about what young dude? Like, he 20.
What?
Well, I mean, the women are 25 and they're talking about
young. Yeah, I seen them for like young dudes is 18, 19, 20 years old.
Trying those
to,
are babies
but
for real.
My advice to you, you had to get off social media if you're going to try to find you a MILF. First of all, you want to head to church.
Go to some
bars. Yeah, go to a church.
Go to the classic hits, not the club.
Go to like, the little hole in the wall, junk. See if you can find you an old.
No, I don't think he wants one of them in the hole in the wall. No, don't get those. You want
of them might be the best one because they might be recently divorced.
To like,
maybe trying to get away from that.
What
their
do they hang out at? Because they do bars, but they do it in a sophisticated
grocery store.
Costco or something like that.
Grocery stores. Sundays.
Church.
Early morning. Like, as soon as the doors open, that's when you can't see.
Saturday. 8 to 10.
That's when they're in there. And those were the ones you want to catch, because I think they at Sam's Club you got two different memberships. They let you one membership you get in at 7. That's because you pay like $100 a year for one, and the other you get in at 10. So the ones at 7 may be the women that you're looking for. That's kind of put going. Yeah.
I wish it's a time for everything. Detail about what you like about these older women. Like,
he wants a sugar mama.
So they have to be, you know, paid.
Okay, so you make sure you want to get a sophisticated.
Yeah, he did say sugar mama.
Don't want no, you know.
Or if she doesn't have a career, maybe she had a husband that had a good pension.
That's
what
I'm saying. You have to find a woman that's like been out of divorce and like going to like Classic Hits, trying to drink to get over the pain.
Is she going to Classic Hits?
I mean, is she trying to get away from any one of them old clubs?
Happy Mexican bars like that. They be having the women up there
at the bar
that be wanting them young men.
At what bar, though?
Shit.
Somebody told me to go to the bar at Peabody if you wanted to go get an
old lady with a good little money, too. Go down there. It's another hotel. Is it a Marriott? It's another hotel down there that they
I've really yet to have a great experience with messing with an older lady.
Yeah, don't get with no old woman that's
a
Steelers fan. Because
I'm and they're not trying to control you. They just want to have fun.
Okay, KP, why have you tried to be with an older
woman? Hell yeah.
Okay, why did it not work?
They want relationships.
They want commitment.
Right away.
Were they
just
old?
Like how older men, like, you know, dating younger women,
right
the
away.
Men be ready to settle down. So.
They be ready to grab you. You can't just run away.
I don't know about that with me, but.
Okay, well, you ain't 50 yet.
Yeah, you not that old.
I'm kind of closing. But nah. yeah, they know what they want, and they want it. Right then, you know what I'm saying? And if you don't give them that, like, all right, for instance, the last chick that I sought after, she was, I think, 7 years older than me.
Oh, okay. She's not even cougar. Yeah, okay, yeah, she wants a relationship. She's
like
not 7, gonna play with you.
And she is really on that, you know, I got my vision board, and if it ain't on my vision board, it's not gonna happen. Like, we can't do that type thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm all about trying to travel, see the world before I'm old and die and all this shit. So that shit really didn't work for me, you know what I'm saying? Like,
has she started traveling when you met her?
She's
already doing it.
She's
already
60,
doing it.
That's still good to me. I ain't finna just stop traveling and shit when I get older.
Yeah, you should.
But what I'm saying
older,
is she has her life
together.
It ain't even together. I'm not. Her life may be together, but that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is she has her idea of everything that she wants to do. Mm-hmm. And if anything that you want to do does not fit in that curriculum, then it's not going to work for her.
That
you
can't
know what
be
I'm
that's
fun.
Like a lack of compromise.
Exactly. That. And that's what you get with them.
Work in the first place.
That can't
but
be
that's
fun.
What I've got from women that are older than me. It's lack of compromise. Like, for instance, another one. I think she might be just 5 or 6 years older than me. And same goddamn way. I'm not going to put up with this in another relationship. Bam, bam, bam. It's like, bro. Like, you cancel out everything. You know what
before
I'm saying?
Before we even like, got started. Like,
Then, for instance, I had the conversation. I said something about getting me a Christmas gift. She said she don't like Christmas. I said, what does that have to do with me? I said, I love the holidays. I always talk about this. I absolutely love the holidays. I'm a much nicer person to random people around holidays. Favorite time of year, my favorite weather, all that. Love how people dress around that time. And she was like, well, I don't like Christmas. I don't celebrate Christmas. And it's like, okay. So I see what you all about. Everything has to be your way or the highway, basically. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool on it.
That's the downside.
But what did the gift
women.
Have to do with her? Like, you asked for a gift for yourself for Christmas.
Yeah.
Like,
I just, and then it's you already know what I want, some sneakers. That's it.
Like, that ain't gonna do it. That ain't gonna do it. You don't believe in it? Fine. I do. Let me tell you what I want. Like, I don't know. People who, in their mind, got things planned out, mapped out, how they're supposed to be, those relationships, first of all, they're not going to be in any successful relationship. And I'm saying that because nobody wants somebody that has everything mapped out. Like, where is the fun? Where is the spontaneous? Where is being spontaneous in it? Like, your vision board, I understand your vision board, by 40, you're supposed to do this, and that. Look, let that go.
This how long, since you're 21, this is what you're going to need to read up on, partner. Read up on vision boards, angel numbers. I'm trying to think. Like, angel numbers are like 9/11 means new beginnings and shit like that. Like, read up on this shit. They be into this shit.
Really?
Because, see, older women start looking into, like, tarot cards and psychics and shit because they trying to find a man before they age.
Don't ask her out to dinner. Ask her out to brunch. When females hit, like, 25,
what?
All they do is brunch. They don't mimosas, go to breakfast.
Mimosas. That's what they love. Get them
brunch and mimosas.
I missed this whole thing.
I just
thing.
Found out what a mimosa was yesterday.
Really? Yeah.
But I've been seeing so many women or hearing so many women talk about, I'm going to brunch, unlimited mimosas. It's like,
guess what? That's $20. You're only paying $20 for that whole thing. So stop turning it like you the shit. Like, calm down. Bring it back.
Like, it just ain't like it's the cool thing to do for the older crowd. So
I don't know, cause
I'm just telling you, if you 21 and you say I want to take you to brunch Saturday, she's down. Trust me,
that's
brunch,
crazy.
The word brunch sets them off.
I missed it.
I'm gonna tweet this shit. Soon we finish getting off. You know, I'm like, I gotta find me a chick to take to brunch next weekend.
You gonna get DMs
gonna light up with old bitches. My bad. I mean old women. I'm sorry.
Brunch is a new thing. Okay. I missed that whole thing because I like dinner and breakfast.
I like brunch
too. I like brunch too, but.
I ain't never ate brunch, man. What the
yes,
fuck?
Yes, you have.
Serving,
I guarantee you
look,
have. I guarantee
you have
you
steak
ate.
And eggs, you don't eat brunch.
I don't eat steak for.
Or if you eating between, right at the end of lunchtime, right at the beginning of, right at end of breakfast, beginning
my
of
schedule
lunch,
don't allow me
brunch.
I'm saying that's the kind of food you would see at brunch. You mixing breakfast and lunch together.
Yeah, but see, my skills don't allow shit like this, so I ain't never.
Your something be getting fucked up right now.
For me, Twitter.
I don't even be woke.
For me, Twitter's like a community college because I learned so much on there. I didn't know what the hell brunch was before Twitter. Like I said, I just learned what a mimosa was yesterday. I didn't know this shit was just wine and orange juice.
Champagne.
Yeah, champagne.
I was
champagne.
Gonna say they're using wine, like champagne and orange
champagne
juice.
And then it's. I ain't never had champagne before. I don't even know if I like this shit yet. You know what I'm saying?
Are they? I'm not gonna be petty. My petty days are gone.
I doubt this, Liam.
They're gone. Like I don't participate in anything petty anymore. Okay, but your champagne is your drink.
Nobody in this room believed that one.
So, like, you can go to the liquor store. A lot of these, and I'm not knocking you booze because you're mixing it with orange juice, but you can get a bottle of champagne for like $5.
Yeah.
And mix it with some. I prefer Simply because I don't think it gets better than Simply.
I think Simply is simply trash, but
it's not Simply trash. We probably can do a little pure. We probably can do some pure.
In my mimosa.
Yeah, some of them are like when I was in Vegas at 24. They had the best mimosas. They made them at night too. So at night before we got to the like, I was in that hole. Like I was drinking them all day. I guess people have gotten used to brunch and think they're for brunch, but you know, real drinkers drink them all day. But yeah, they're good. Some people put a little gin in theirs too.
Yeah,
those for the real alcoholics. I'm not there yet. I don't even want to be there. No, those for the old like white ladies. They put vodka in theirs instead of champagne. Like they be real messed up. You do that?
That's good.
It's good. I tried one before. It knocked me out. Like really knocked me out. But yeah,
okay.
Brunch it is next Saturday, y'all. Where y'all having brunch at? Let me guess. It's a little club right here on American Way that does it for $20. No lie. Unlimited like, brunch.
Where?
Unlimited mimosas. What is it? What's on American Way? It's a club.
Prohibition.
Prohibition. $20. Unlimited mimosas. Brunch. Saturday. Whatever time. Is it Saturday or Sunday? No, it's Sunday. It's Sundays. I think it's like they started like 11, 10, 11.
Tank is writing all this information. Damn.
Got a notepad.
Yeah, I think it's $20 unlimited mimosas.
I'm writing my grocery list.
I didn't know you was left-handed.
And vodka.
I didn't know you was left-handed. I forget. Left-handed, yeah. So you like the least moody left-handed person I know.
Shit, she was crying last week. What are you talking about?
What's wrong?
That was
what
inappropriate.
Happened?
What do you mean? That was
what happened?
We watched this video of this guy on Steve Harvey's show proposing to his
girlfriend. I cried too. I saw that video when you said something about it. I went and looked
up.
Come on now. Come on, y'all. Y'all know that was real. Like
that does not make me.
All women do is cry and steal hoodies.
A woman.
They cry and steal hoodies.
Hold on. Get their hair done and lie more after they get their hair done.
I don't know about that.
Anyway, it was emotional, so whatever.
All women do is play and makeup and cry.
Playing makeup and cry.
and Eve.
Oh man. Hey, right, quick question. Do y'all men ask y'all if y'all hungry when y'all start like pit, like let's just say it's just like a small little disagreement. They just be like, "You hungry?" They don't do that to y'all.
I think when he knows I'm hungry. I think he knows I'm hungry when I just the smallest things just tick me off. Like I'm just going off. And you're like, "You okay? Have you eaten or something like that?" But if I go in the refrigerator, and something's not where I left it, or if I think it's gone, you've eaten it, I just, you might as well shot the dog. It's just, I'm going out.
Okay, have you experienced him eating your leftovers?
No, but he threw it away. So I got home one day. Okay, I got to the house one day. This was a while ago. This was like back in May. I remember it was April. It was in April. I want to shoot in the house, eat my little leftovers that I bought the day before. It was on a Monday. Because I got greens and stuff for Sunday. Go in the house and I'm at work all day. Like, I'm running here, eat this and leave, right? So I get there. I'm going through the whole refrigerator. It's gone. And look at him. I'm like, he's like, I cleaned the refrigerator out. I went off so bad. He was just looking at me like, what the fuck did I do? It's just, and then he hit me with it. It's just food. You can get some more. No, I can't because they only sell the fucking greens on Sunday and Wednesday. I could not go get any on Monday. And I only eat certain greens from certain people. I was so mad. I think I gave attitude for like 3 or 4 days straight. Because they hurt me so bad.
Okay. Thank you. You experienced him eating your leftovers?
Yeah. Sometimes it bothers me. But other times it really don't because I'm going to tell him to buy me something to eat.
And
he will.
Okay.
It just depends on if, like, if I've been at work all day thinking about those leftovers, I don't care if you buy me something to eat after you've eaten my stuff.
But he's a pretty sweet guy though, because even if we do get into it, and he mad at me, he will ask me,
"You hungry?" Yeah.
Yeah, he know what's up. He know what's up.
You want something to eat?
He know what's up. And how they go?
Yep. Still with attitude.
What you finna get? I'm finna go ask me. Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take a number
10. Okay. So Slim, let me know if I'm being super personal on the show. You just tell me. You and your guy live together, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it possible to steal his hoodies while y'all living together?
Is it stealing?
Like, do you take them and put them somewhere he can't find them? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Is it different?
Well, I just leave them in my car.
Okay, so it is possible to steal them. It is possible to steal them if you
leave
them
in the car.
She has my answer.
I
sure was going to say that.
But see, the thing was, I was trying to figure out if it's better to move y'all in so our hoodies won't leave the house. But y'all telling us they just stay in the car.
Wow.
Even then, you can be like, I need my hoodie today, and I ain't got no choice but
to give it to you. Just once you take it out, just know
you get it back. It been in the car for 3 weeks.
Yeah,
make up shit all over. When the car be junked?
Time out. It's finna get cold. So if it's coming out the car, that's not gonna be frozen.
Throw it in the dryer for a couple seconds. You'll be all right.
Wow.
See,
look at this inconsiderate.
But it's true though, and you know it's gonna feel good to you
because it's gonna be real hot and warm.
True enough, but depending on where the hoodie came from, it might shrink.
Nah, I hope we ain't buying those type of hoodies.
Okay, well, just
I'm just trying to look out for my partners who got them Memphis Tiger Walmart hoodies. That's all. People who listening,
buy you two of them just in case they shrink.
Because hoodie season is approaching in Memphis.
Best season in the world.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm ready.
I don't like how that came off.
Best season in the world. We only got four.
I got it came out. Best season in the world.
We ain't the only people that got that season, bro.
Best season for women.
You know some women.
You can put his hoodie. You can put his hoodie.
Some women who gonna be listening. I was like, so Liz.
You can dress his hoodie or his sweaters up. You can put on an oversized sweater with some boots come up your knee. You can dress that up and make it work. And when he see you, can't be mad. He just be like, "What the fuck? You look good, baby." Like.
Yeah, I'd rather her just wear her own shit. Like, yeah.
Your hoodies, our hoodies don't fall like below our
legs. Y'all get like the sweater dresses.
No, sweater dresses and hoodies are two different things. Sweater dresses kind of fit. Your hoodie is comfortable. You need
to I'll buy her a hoodie.
Like, the, it's not the same. I don't think like y'all mine, understand.
I would get you one.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not
like,
the same.
But see, y'all hoodie be having y'all cologne on smell it. On it.
She may
I
like
spray,
you.
I spray one spray.
It's
on
not the
side.
Same.
Bam.
It's you not
been,
the same.
You've been filling that hoodie out better than me. Where? I can't okay. feel my
so
hoodie out
what you
how
gotta do.
You fill it out.
You got to get a practice hoodie.
So yeah. it's like.
A decoy.
Yep. Get your decoy.
She knows better. If she's a professional at what she does.
All the time. Like wear it.
You can't wear it
store.
All the time.
You wear it to the store and be like, man, that's my favorite hoodie.
And then why are you wearing that when she's in your closet? She's in your closet. She's in your closet picking out her favorite one.
I would probably go for that. I'll be okay with that.
Gotta hit her with the decoy, hey, man. A 22
this,
fake out.
This is my favorite hoodie right here. Woo!
I still got a hoodie though. I'm just saying.
That's cool, but that was just the decoy.
But what if she got? What if you tell that's your favorite hoodie and she's in the closet just picking from your real favorite hoodies because you already you always wearing the favorite one? So I'll take two of these. What you gonna do then?
That's
we'll
that's,
get to that bridge when we get there. Yeah, right, we just gonna go. We just gonna stick with the decoy.
She may be being a good girl, but I don't want to take his favorite hoodie.
Fellas, go get y'all one of them. Maybe tag a Walmart hoodies and just say it's your favorite. Douse their motherfucking and cologne.
Do everything,
that you really
don't do everything in it. Like go.
But
like,
you know, new hoodies you can. They feel different like, than worn hoodies.
Spray some X on their joint.
I don't see nothing wrong with that. Cause I mean, well. How y'all are describing it, it is fucked up. That's why y'all doing it. Like, yeah, I'm just doing this piece of shit so you can take this and leave me alone. But it's still sentimental value to me. If I see you wearing it every day.
If I see you wearing a Memphis Tigers hoodie and I know you're not a Tigers fan, you a Florida Gators fan. Like, I'm not falling for that. Like, I'm straight. Let me go ahead and get this other sweater. Because it's, no, you know, I've been an okie-doke me with the Tigers. I don't even want to wear no Tigers jersey. But I like the Tigers, but I'm not, I mean, sweater, I'm not going
to
wear.
I'm just saying, you got to know how to finesse the game, man. If you don't,
y'all going to get finessed by lying.
First off, you can't go get your favorite team hoodie. You know, because you're going to fall in love with this, no matter how much you trying to sell it to her. You got to go get one of them little planes that don't have nothing on it. Just be like, man, this my favorite hoodie.
But see, if all else fails, like, if she still
she wears plain hoodies, too. Because I've worn, like, before we even got to where we are now, when we were living separately, I was wearing his, he got this black one.
And you took it?
No, I'm going to go find it today, though, when I get off work. But that was God. One of my favorite ones. One of my favorite ones from last year. It was just a plain, because I like black. It was just a plain black hoodie. He got two of them.
Okay, so but look, when all else fails, man, if she's still taking your hoodies, man, you got to resort to plan B and you got to start taking her products. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, pretty much.
Straight up.
Makeup, her products.
You take makeup because I don't wear it anymore. But look, product. I'm natural now, like real people's real black people natural.
Yeah, take the
like
hair
straight
product.
Off of Amistad natural.
Take it. Hide look, the shampoo.
If my we're gonna have to fight.
Take the conditioner.
Yep.
You cut a hole in her bonnet.
Yep. Woo! That's the best idea right there. A hole in a bonnet.
Or you ain't even gotta cut a hole in it. You can just like loosen up the little stretchy part.
How?
Wow.
Yeah. That's like, a great idea right there.
Cause when my bunny don't fit perfectly and I gotta keep pushing it up off my face,
yep,
hell
that's what you gotta do.
No.
But they ain't gonna know you
that's
did
a
it though. They ain't gonna know.
No, yes,
they
will.
Have different types of bunnies too.
You can't have just one.
You can't do that to all of them.
Yep.
They got the Sam's one. They got the
she
plastic
probably has
one.
About five
of them. She probably got one in the car in the glove box.
Hide
like
the bunnies.
Yeah, she got one. So the one you probably find, she probably got like three
hide
more.
Hide the bunnies.
But she does have a favorite scarf, though.
Yep.
Yeah, see, that's the one
all
you take.
All women have their favorite scarf that works perfectly for their hairstyles.
Okay, quick question. Is y'all favorite, 6 years old. Y'all favorite scarf green?
No.
No.
Okay.
Take it. All
right.
Take it and do what with it? Lose your life?
Wipe your car with it or something. Clean
okay.
Car. Like, wipe
your
dashboard.
Wipe your car with it?
Wipe your dashboard.
We're not taking
well,
your,
ladies, well, get his do-rag. Get his do-rag. Get his do-rag. Get their do-rags and wipe the tires with them.
Get the dust.
I'm saying,
get
no,
the
man,
dust off your rims.
I'm them like $3, man.
That's fucked up. Why would you wipe your car with that scarf? But we do not
take that scarf and clean off the brake dust.
Because if we want the hoodie back and you refuse to give it to us, we got to escalate to other measures.
Okay.
Refusing to give it back to you, we're not doing anything to your hoodie, though. That's fucked up.
Man, if you take my scarf and wipe brake dust off with it, your hoodie is going to break tear everything over it. And I'm going to hand you back that favorite ass hoodie. Here you go. You can have it.
But I'm saying, maybe this payback for y'all hogging the cups.
Holes, bleach stains in it.
Maybe this payback for y'all having leaving us to like one corner
of the bed. If I do that, then my hoodie come back cut up. We just in an all out war.
Yeah, and that's what it's going
to
be.
But you started, though, because I didn't even do nothing to your hoodie.
But a man, if women and men were in an all out war when it came to property, I guarantee you women would win, because me
women go straight for the shoes.
Yeah,
and then
they go straight for where they know it's gonna hurt you.
Yeah, if look,
don't go so my we
shoe.
Go in the closet,
don't go my shoes.
When we go in the closet, don't do like the little dress shoes and all that type of stuff, and don't even do the flights. Go straight to the retros.
Nah, look, hey, leave my shoes alone, because I will go ballistic.
Yeah, don't touch my Xbox, please.
Yeah.
Please leave my Xbox alone. Don't.
No, I don't think she's gonna play that, because if she play, she's probably play on it. Well, she probably watch. Because
she'll probably overwrite a save, like delete my progress where I got started all the way over from the beginning.
Yeah, where it hurt.
And then the relationship gonna be over. It might be a domestic violence charge. You might see me on the news. Man goes crazy after finding out his wife deletes his progress on his Xbox.
Yeah, this real.
29-year-old.
My sneakers or my car.
Women gonna go for the car first.
Right.
I wouldn't touch anybody's car.
I swear to God.
Well,
and look, just don't steal my hoodies and we good.
Well, return them when I ask for them. Shit, I mean, I don't mind even wearing them.
Are you going to get it back?
My thing is, it's stealing if you don't ask for it. If you ask me and I say yes, which 9 times out of 10, if you give me, you know what I'm saying, a little head for it, you could probably get it.
Okay, yeah, no. Just steal it, ladies. Just go ahead and take it.
Why is that not an even exchange? It's not like I'm just some random.
It's not. Just take the hoodie.
How is that not an even
exchange?
She may
not even be in the mood for that type of stuff. Take the hoodie.
Well, when she ready to get the hoodie, or
get
she
up,
can just, or
get
she
up before
get,
he
on,
gets
hold on,
up.
Hold on. Or she can give me a HOD coupon. Like, I ain't in the mood right now.
How about when
you want,
how about a head
let,
when I
let
feel
me
like
get
the
hoodie
coupon.
Now. No, I don't like the way that shit. Fuck that, man. Women, like, this is what killed me. Women used to always be on time. Like, my man ain't got an ass for head. Goddamn lie. You don't know when I'm thinking about getting chewed up. Look, we could be at a funeral. In a funeral procession line. Yeah. I might want it right there behind the tent.
Man, that damn funeral limo getting here.
Real shit.
Mm-mm. Yeah, because, like, with me, man, I know I definitely be wanting sex at, like, odd-ass times, man. Like, I wake up in like, at 3, 4 in the morning, like, man,
I
shit.
Don't think that's odd. I think it's very common. Because
we'll be asleep, but I'm saying, but still, sometimes I want it, like, in the middle of the day. Like, I might want some sex after we record the show, but I can't go get it. So
that's poor you, but.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, this is how. That's how it be. Yeah, y'all can't relate. My bad. Let me.
Hold on. What? I missed something.
Nah, I was just talking about I couldn't get none after the show and whatever. And they were like, I sucks
Slim.
For you. Yeah, Slim said sucks me. You laughed though, Tink. So I mean, shit, you agree with her.
I said I caught it.
Yeah, but still, I know y'all can't relate. It's okay. I'll be okay.
Yeah, I can relate.
You know what? Actually, that's what I'm gonna start doing. I'm just gonna like have like. A 30-day trial period for being Chick's boyfriend. Like, I'd be your boyfriend for 30 days. You can get, like, unlimited perks. Like, it'd be like Amazon Prime. After on the 30th day, I'll send you, like, an email or something that's like, do you want to continue your subscription for another 30 days, or do you want to get the yearly subscription? And, like, all the perks come with it. You get bonus features and all that. Or if you don't want to renew your subscription, then I move on to another chick for 30 days. You know, because I look at being in a relationship sort of like good customer service or, like, good business practice. You know, you want to keep your clients satisfied at all times. You want to keep them coming back.
This nigga hurt. I feel you on that. That's a dope ass idea, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna put that out there on Snapchat. See if I can get a couple blue messages.
I like getting them purple messages. I woke up. Hey, how y'all doing?
Slim, you don't understand.
I don't. I'm lost.
Oh, you ain't got Snap.
Yeah. Okay. Don't. Okay. Well, don't, okay, that, yeah. We'll don't let the people.
My
they know what it
blue.
Is.
Because it's a different kind of message.
Never mind.
Yeah, the blue and the purple is different, but Slim.
Yeah.
You know what? Okay, fuck it. The blue is like when you get a text.
Oh, what the fuck is a red message?
Red is video.
No, purple that's, is picture. I thought purple was. No, okay, so that was red. All right, my context was out.
Purples are pictures, right?
I yeah, thought purple was purples, purple
like
pictures picture,
or like
red video.
Red video.
Blue or text.
I got one in my. Bro, I'm blind. Fuck it. I just woke up, picked
maybe
my phone.
Maybe your DM
up.
Be jumping like that.
Okay, I'm
yeah, I don't get Snapchat anything.
but you know, I thought this shit was I thought it was purple. I didn't know it. I like shit. It's okay. But I like what they saying though. You know what I'm saying? I feel like they could probably work, you know what I'm saying? But he gotta roll it out first and then
yeah, cause the thing is, like, a lot of people only look for like temporary shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like they used to temporary shit. They're not used to anything long term. So that's why I break it down into 30-day installments. You know, I'd be your boyfriend 30 days. You get late night phone calls, good morning texts.
Spend the night?
Yeah, I come over. I ain't going to spend no night because then that mean like that come with the yearly subscription.
Ah, okay. So they got to subscribe yearly for spend the whole night.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I got to put it down. Like, I got to sketch it out a little bit more and get the finer details hashed out. But
that's
pretty much
a
rough
idea. You know they going to want hoodies.
Not gonna happen unless you get the yearly subscription. You gotta pay, you know what I'm saying? You gotta subscribe for it. But plus it's requirements on their end. Shit, I mean, you gotta be able to communicate to me. We gotta have something in common to where we can build around.
They gotta be attractive.
Yeah, that right. Too, of course, obviously.
You gotta put that out there because you might get some.
Because I already know I might get
some blue messages pop up from somebody. You're like,
I don't really follow no ugly chicks on Snapchat.
That don't mean they can't. I don't know. Yours ain't public for nobody.
I mean, I don't really
post
on
Snapchat. Can be public.
Yeah, it's public. I don't have my name
so people
out there.
That can't follow you can see your stuff.
Yeah, they can follow you. Yeah.
They have to follow you to see it.
Yeah,
they
but
to
they
add
can.
You.
Yeah. That would mean that you wouldn't have to make it okay for them to follow you. They could just follow you.
Just like your tweets being protected.
Yeah.
Let's hope my Snapchat is protected.
Yeah, I mean, but I only follow maybe about eight or nine people, maybe.
Slim out here running, like, taking a law.
No, I just.
He be on there cooking up dope.
No, I just don't want certain people on it. Well, they wouldn't be able to find me anyway. I think Tinka's the only one on it. And she probably saw it like, who the hell is this? Because I deleted one and got another one. What y'all think about? I was on timeline. I rarely read Twitter timeline, right? So I was on it the other day. Somebody was like, I can't be with a man that says that has fucked his ex or fucked the girl and they're still friends. Like, I can't do that type of stuff. So,
okay.
All right. What if, like, an ex that's a friend or somebody you was cool with, you just happen to sleep with them, y'all still cool, you meet somebody and she tell you that person has to go?
First off, why would you relay that information? Why would you offer that information?
Because 9 times out of 10, she asked.
I don't know, but my
thing
was...
Some people seem pretty open to telling people shit like that.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you anything that's going to...
I got a
potentially
friend who's
ruin
too.
Anything.
I got a friend who's too honest. He'll offer the honesty versus waiting to be asked, then giving it. Like, he'll just tell you off the bat.
First of all, why is it any of your business? What I did before you came along? Like, if this person, this friendship, is not making
you
question anything,
I do feel like
anything
I do
like
feel
that.
Like that should be a question that shouldn't even be asked.
Unless this is what I said, and I think the person when I said it, because I wasn't trying to be rude. It was just like, you have no right to tell anybody who they can and can't be friends with if that friend has not given you a reason to question the friendship.
Yeah.
You have no right to do that. And people are making so many rules that they're ruling themselves out of relationships and ruling themselves out of potential relationship. Like, stop with all these rules. Like, my man can't do it. You ain't even got one. You're trying to get one. So stop with this shit. Like,
get one first and then tell them what the rules are.
No, shit. Don't tell them then, because you may lose them as soon as you get like.
Well,
at least
get the starter package going. Yeah, damn.
Like, no. I don't understand it, and it's a lot of women that think like that. Like, you it's can't do this, like and it's guys like that too. But I don't understand it. I don't want to know too much about anything that's happening before me. Now, if I see something that's going on while I'm there, then I got an extra question about. Then I'm going to start looking at that person. But if that person's never given me any reason to look at them sideways, or y'all friendship has never made me say, I don't care about it. I don't even want to know about
it. I put it to you like this. Any chick that you may think I consider a friend, the answer is yes. There. So I just cut all the red tape out. If you think we just too buddy-buddy, yes. I did. Because, like, I don't, like, any chick that I consider a friend of mine and gave me their pussy. At least 3 or 4 times. So I mean, you can take that how you want, baby girl.
Okay. So I slim look at
her. No, I'm serious. Nah, don't ask about no chick, no female friend of mine. Because if you want to like just assume that he has fucked up before. I'm just not fucking her right now. It's about you. So there.
She looking like this.
Hey, I think you want to get hurt. Like,
you just, I don't want to get hurt. I want you to just understand off top, so you don't ask.
That's
no
how people get
questions.
Hurt.
Don't ask no dumb questions. That's
you could have just said no. Like, you could have just.
What?
Said
you want
no.
me to lie? I'm not gonna lie to you. Look,
but
I'm
you
not
may
lie.
Not have had sex with this friend.
No, any chick I consider a friend, I had sex with.
Thank goodness we're coworkers.
Yeah, thank goodness y'all coworkers.
Cause
I don't. Yeah. That's why I say, that's why y'all coworkers, any other chick that I haven't fucked that I'm like, we cool, like I'm cool with, but like if I say that's my friend, I hit it a few times.
Somebody text me and say, I want to be their friend.
I don't think they want this type of friendship.
Yeah, you are very liked.
And you see why? Do you see why? Because I'm open and honest, and I don't lie to the people, and I give good customer service.
Was that a sound effect behind it?
Yeah, okay. I'm saying, it's good marketing, man. I advertise myself pretty well. You ain't never heard nobody talk bad. I don't know, y'all may have, but I don't think y'all ever heard anybody just talk bad about me not around me, or maybe behind my back. Maybe they don't know me, or maybe it's because they just don't like me. I don't know, but I'm just saying, I try to advertise myself well, keep my name in good standing out here.
See, I advertise myself pretty well. Nah, but I just feel like that shouldn't be a question that's asked.
I think people are worried about the wrong things when it comes to them being in a relationship or trying to get a relationship.
Don't let's not the fuck up what we got, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Over something so petty. At the same time though, I'm not going to ask you no shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely don't want to know.
I don't want to know. But if a dude give me an uncomfortable vibe.
Then I got to ask.
I'm not asking. I'm just gonna say,
like,
hey,
going
to say, hey, I just don't
here?
Feel comfortable with the guy. If I like you enough to be with you, I can't stomach no shit behind. Like, I need to think you had never had sex before. Okay, you got a child and we in a relationship.
She was a virgin Mary.
Virgin Mary to me.
Yeah, see,
you know
that's what
I'm
saying? That's where you and me differ, because like I immediately think a chick got 10 bodies. So,
not disappointed if she has less. So I can understand.
No, I'm cool with it. That's what I'm saying. Like, if she got less than 10, then I'm cool with it. But if she got more than 10, then I'm like, damn, that bitch swear she me.
No, man, I can't take her and you, like, I ask you, did y'all fuck? Yeah, plenty of times. I might not have an appetite for a week. That should have fucked me up.
I don't think women answer those type of questions.
Nigga be around here going to work. So why you ain't talking?
Why you lose 10 pounds in a week?
No reason. No reason.
Why your eyes red? I got a cold. No.
That shit not gonna work.
I don't think women Well, women do clearly ask the questions, but I don't think they answer those type of questions. I think women play it off. Boy, something like that, instead of the truth. And usually when they say, boy, hey, yeah, do a little research, because, yeah, that may not be a friend. That may be a day friend.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay, so we announced November 19th that we will be doing another live show at Club Renaissance on Madison Avenue across the street from Manglewood Hall. I don't know the address.
Hold on, I'm going to look at the flyer real quick.
Doors going to open at 7. The show will start at 8. We will make sure that Slim is there at 8.
So I was there at 8 last time. I just had
so
to eat.
So we'll start at 8.
The address is 1588 Madison Avenue. That's Club Renaissance.
There, 1588.
There is no, like, dress code. Yeah, no dress code, free admission. Yeah. They serve drinks and food at the club, so please support them for letting us use their venue. I'm pretty sure they make the shit well. Or else they wouldn't be in business. So
yeah, so it's gonna go down in an amazing way. You know what I'm saying? Just come out. We gonna put on a great show, better than our first one. So
yeah, we got a lot more prepared this time.
Yeah, way more prepared than what we were last time. We won't be running around like chickens with a head cut off. And then I think we're gonna leave it up to Slam and Tank to come up with color decorations.
The designs. Yeah, y'all can decorate again.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully he lets you in the night before then.
What you mean?
Man,
you
trying to decorate. Get marble floors and stuff or something?
Just you buy what you want and just give it to me and I'll
no,
set it up.
No, I'm straight.
Why I can't set it up?
Straight.
I don't know. I'll let Slim set it up. Cause
it's no, cause if Slim come on time to come set it up, then she's not gonna come back on time.
This I night. Was on time. I just had to eat.
Slim, you were late. You
no, leave, I got go there right back. At 8 o'clock.
You had to leave, go get dressed.
Yeah, and I got right sure. back there at 8 o'clock. I just had to sit down
Slim,
and eat.
Slim, just make sure that we got stuff. We'll set it up.
No, y'all. No. I don't,
we'll mm-hmm. set it up. We
It's nothing. A difference. When men, with a man's touch and a woman's touch is two
I'm
going to
have help. That's what I'm saying. It'll be
I'm
women,
straight
it'll
on
be
your
some
help.
Women are help.
I'm straight.
Here we go.
Here we go with what? I'm straight.
No,
when
okay,
I do
well,
stuff.
I'm saying, you just want to run everything, Slim. It's okay.
When I do stuff, I like
just
to do it myself.
Late. Just to be late.
Okay, well, we just going to let you take care of all the decorations, Slim. We just going to get out the way.
I just want your money, it. Though.
Wow, Slim. Here we
y'all
go.
Y'all see how we trying to make this right for y'all and have Slim on time, and she refused to be
I'm
on time.
I'm going to be on time.
All right.
It took us forever to get in the damn door at the last place. We couldn't figure
but
it
that
out.
That was to set up.
Exactly. So we was outside like what 30 minutes trying to get in. That was a stupid ass lock anyway.
Yeah, that was dumb. Dude, we'll never
use it.
I don't say we're gonna never use it again, but as of right now, it don't look likely. Yeah. So y'all come out, have a good time. Possible. We got a surprise. So that'll be great. It's Real Things Podcast. We out.